Simon and Tesiv Dalit Bichas Yitzer Ve'avis Oymen Mashiach Tzivu Ve'Nachas. According to Machaba, you're supposed to say the Bichas Kriyishma together with Chazan. Ramah says, Yimai the same Kriyin is the same Shlich Tzivu Ve'an Omen. You should finish off a drop before the Shlich Tzivu so you can say Omen. Miu, Imloi Omer Rak Shalom Shlich Tzivu Yosef. A person didn't say it himself, even though he heard from the Shlich Tzivu. As long as he heard from the Shlich Tzivu, that's good enough. The Brachas Eilu Shlich Tzivu Moitzi Yochin Afal Pishun Boki. Even by davening Shmoneh Esrei, a person who knows the daven himself can help you yotzei from the chazan. By these brachas, if a person can't say it himself, or even if he can say it himself, even if he's a boki, the shliach tzibur could be yotzei. Or maybe on shliach tzibur yotzei yochel b'pachas mei asara. A chiddush that this type of thing, which is generally done in a minyan, or if to be yotzei somebody knows how to say it himself, you have to have a minyan. Mishnah Berurah brings from the levush to be from one person to be yotzei somebody else. Also, you need a minyan. Well, the mice is not so poshut. The meaning is if somebody can make the brachas himself, he should make it himself. Such as now, we don't have good kavon to be mechab to somebody else's bracha. Tis the mechab of lo yana omen achasim baricha. By myself, be ava mishum to have the mechab and paskins that you can kriyishma and have a rabbi which is bracha immediately cry the kriyishma. One should not be mafsik, and therefore you should not even say omen on somebody else's ava rabbi. Ma'aseh Mishabur says that if he did not do this and he did finish before the Shliach Tzibur, then he should answer Amen. Simnim test efei im Torah v'birchas yitzir ben yishisoch lamed achat tachtof. The person made a mistake and he cannot continue saying the bracha of yitzir ma'oris and they have to have a new chazan. Im Torah mekdush v'eilach en yishisoch latchel al mimokim shepotzik. The mistake was done after he started the kedusha, then the second person did not have to start away from the beginning of Baruch Hatoshim Kein Mechalim. Because we look at it as two separate, distinct parts of the bracha, and the second half can be said by the second chazan, even though he didn't say the first half. Shabru says if he couldn't continue when it was right after Oifanim, he goes back to Oifanim. He was already in Lekel Baruch Nemoisiteinu, then he goes back to that point, Lekel Baruch Nemoisiteinu. In other words, when you say Kodesh Kodesh, that makes a delineation between what was said before and what was said afterwards. Moses v'ainu shemasru mikdusha ve'elach. Start from the beginning of the kedusha. Koinu kedusha tzav v'asru mirosh. If you made a mistake before you started the kodesh kodesh, then al chanami you start over from the beginning of the bracha. Because as a rule, we don't split one bracha into two different people to say the bracha.